Please close your eyes and relax your body. And imagine putting yourself in the body of your 2 or 3 year old toddler self. And create an image of yourself as a future self that shows up to give you an important message. If you are currently doing what you love to do and building a career out of it, you can use your current self-image. But if you haven't reached that level yet, create an image of your future self 10 or 20 years from now, who has been living in his or her dream. I know you have been doubting that you have enough talent and wondering if you could ever amount to anything in the future. And you envy people who have unique skills and talents and gloriously living abundant lives. I know you are wondering why you have been this way and that way, and why you have not achieved anything much. I am here to teach you that you do have many talents and abilities, but what you need to know is that skill does not grow and blossom without your care. You must invest your time and energy to cultivate it and enhance it until you polish it to the degree where it starts to glow. It doesn't happen overnight. It is a gradual process and it takes time. It requires your focus and patience. Gifted people do not back down so quickly because they did not get their desired results or reviews or failed to reach their goals quickly enough. They aim high and resiliently keep pushing themselves to overcome challenges one after another to build their knowledge and skill. If you are impatient and ready to give up every time you don't get praised or admired by others, it will make your journey very difficult and emotional. Whenever someone gives you a critical opinion or constructive criticism, you get discouraged and shut down. You threaten yourself to quit doing what you love to do. You must stop degrading yourself in this way. Your original motivation to pursue the activity should not be so that others would praise you or so that you feel superior to others. Those reasons cannot be motivations. Because as soon as you find out that you are not receiving praise or feeling good about yourself, and all you receive is criticism, you have to find something else. When you feel down and discouraged, you need to remember how you fell in love with the activity in the first place and what kind of sensation the activity has given to you, and go back to the initial enthusiasm and push yourself to overcome your disappointment and self-doubt. You can then figure out what you need to practice or which skill you need to develop to produce a better outcome next time. The more you focus on enhancing your knowledge and skill, the more motivated you will become to move forward. You will start to recognize yourself falling in love with the activity all over again. And keep going at it and tackling each challenge one at a time and moving forward. When you courageously and tenaciously put yourself in the process of moving forward with your talent, at the same time, you are cultivating and developing your talent. And one day, you will find yourself enjoying working on your craft and polishing your gift, so you look forward to going to work every day. And that is when you will live a good life with abundance and infinite potentiality. You can do it. You are capable. I, your future self, am always there with you every step of the way, and encouraging you and cheering you. Make an effort. Give yourself 110% and work at it as much as you can every day. You can do it. Talent and ability are not something that someone else can hand to you, but you can cultivate and develop them inside you by using and developing them continuously. Only people who are determined to gain whatever ability they want to have and dedicate themselves to have it are entitled to have the ability. In that sense, it is a fair deal. So start working on enhancing your knowledge and skill. You are capable of achieving your goals. Please don't give up on your dream. You can make that happen. I will always be there every step of the way, because you are very important to me, and I love you, and I believe in you. Now, merge into calmness and stillness inside, and become one with life.